First of all, as we continue on with this harvest, what should our farmers have top of mind?
Well, as you're going through the fields, they're going to analyze different, you know, they're going to be looking at the yields and everything. But I think the first thing they got to keep in mind is safety. Make sure you stay safe out there. And then while you're out there in the combine or whatever crops you're harvesting, just make sure you're looking at different weed control, different fields, trying to see what worked, maybe what could have worked better, and just plan for next year. I know when you're looking at different options for the next year, you know, there could be some challenges on supplying some different herbicides, so it's probably important to get some of those decisions made sooner versus later as far as what you want to do for next year and get some herbicides booked and locked in.
As we think about 22, are there some technologies that should be considered that the grower should be thinking about now?
Yeah, a couple things, I think. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of different trait packages, a lot of different companies offering different options for you know, soybean varieties, different herbicides. So I think one thing you got to keep in mind is, you know, some growers are very good about using pre-emerge herbicides on their soybeans, and other growers have not been using it. I think with some of the challenges in acquiring some post herbicides, not Enlist, we're going to have plenty of Enlist for 22. Maybe these pre's are probably a little bit more important. If you haven't been using a pre-emerge herbicide, you can probably need a little bit more weed control out of that. I think a couple other things is to consider is the flexibility of different trait packages and different herbicides. I mean, when you look at the Enlist system, you got Enlist One and Enlist Dual, and they're both labeled through the R2 stage of soybeans. So you have a long application window as far as controlling weeds. I know some farmers maybe been just managing weeds that germinate early. Maybe it's just like lamb's quarter, giant ragweed, kochia. Now they're getting some other pigweed species like palmer and water hemp coming into their fields. So now you got to manage an early emerging weed and a late emerging weed both. And that flexibility of application is big with the Enlist system. You know, you can spray through the R2 stages, which is through the full flower stage. And typically, that's going to be mid to late July would be the cutoff on that. We don't have any calendar date cutoffs with the Enlist herbicide. So you need to come in a little later and clean up some weeds that have escaped. You sure have that option. So I think that flexibility is real important. And another one that's, you know, you got to keep in mind is, like, all the components of the Enlist weed control system, they're all developed, owned, and manufactured in the U.S. I mean, we make the product, the raw ingredients in Michigan, and the formulated herbicides are made in Iowa. So in 21, we had no shortages of at all of the Enlist 1 herbicide, the choline 2,4-D. And we don't expect anything for 22 either. So when you're looking at what you want to do next year, having the availability to use the herbicides you want to use are one strong consideration you need to keep in mind.
So how important is it that we're focusing in on the right trait platform when we're putting together a weed control plan?
I think it's real important. I mean, you can see what's available on different traded programs for different types of soybeans, but then you got to make sure you got the availability of the herbicide. You got to say, okay, if I got weeds coming, new weeds emerging in the, you know, around the 4th of July, for instance, is my traded program going to give you the opportunity to spray those weeds in mid-late July? And some don't, and they kind of limit your options. The nice thing with the Enlist 1 or Enlist Dual, but Enlist 1, the straight goods 2,4-D, choline 2,4-D, is you have the ability to do a lot of different tank mixes. You've got the flexibility of glyphosates, glufosinates, a lot of traditional herbicides as well that you can tank mix with the Enlist 1, and then you can target exactly the weeds you're trying to target with the right herbicides.
As we're making those plans for weed management, are there some key factors that we should be considering right now?
Yeah, I think some key factors is just make sure you've thought through your herbicide program. The days of just spraying one or two post trips isn't going to work with the different varieties, or not varieties, but different types of species of weeds out there. So I think it's important to make sure you got the, you know, when you look at the Enlist system, like I already mentioned, you can spray through the R2 stage, so you got a long application window, so you got more weeks you can spray. Our label allows for more hours each day that you can spray as well. And then our wind restrictions, a lot of herbicides are limited to 10-mile-an-hour winds. We prefer 3 to 10 mile an hour wind, but we're labeled up to 15 mile an hour wind. So there's actually more days that you can spray because of wind restrictions. So you think about that. You think about the options with tank mixes, and that's some of the key factors you need to think about when you're trying to manage your weeds for 22.
When we look at the Enlist E3 trait, talk to me about the soybean varieties and how farmers should be going about that process.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. When you look at the different soybean varieties that are out there that have the E3 trait, currently there's more than 120 seed companies that are offering E3 soybeans. So, you know, whatever brand of soybean you prefer, if you like to try some different brands, you have a lot of options out there, and it's pretty neat how they get the three traits. Now, an E3 soybean has three traits, tolerances. It's got the glyphosate, glufosinate, and the choline 2,4-D. So with all three of those, it's actually a molecular insertion that gets those traits into the plant. And that's different than some of the newer other ones that have been launched like this last year. Those are breeding stacks, so we're a molecular insertion. And that's significant because we can get quickly convert these elite genetics into the E3 system and get them to market a little sooner. So we can get them commercialized sooner. And you just look at, you know, there's a lot of different options out there. They're all not the same. So you gotta look at the bean. You got to make sure, I mean, you still have to go through the process of working with your seed people and placing the seed in the right field for the right defense package. But there's absolutely zero yield drag or lag with the insertion of these traits. When you find the right genetics, get the E3 in them, and you got a lot more options as far as getting weed control. So the new traits are pretty neat. We get so many options out there. So many companies are carrying E3 soybeans.
I know you've got a lot of information online and such, but if growers are looking for more details on the Enlist weed control system, where can they go?
Well, first, if you want to go online, you can go to enlist.com, and everything is on that site, from training modules, product use guide, you know, what are the right nozzles to use, how to clean out your sprayer prior and after application of Enlist. Tank mix orders are important as you use more tank mix partners. It's got a lot of lots of different information out on that site. You can also reach out to your local retailer. They can reach out to our territory managers, our Corteva, and we can help them out, or I can help them out if you can get a hold of the Enlist people as well. So the one thing that's always been key since we launched the Enlist system 5 years ago, it's all about education and training and getting it on properly to get good weed control. So we're always there to help and try to have you do the right thing.